When districts can't bridge the gap between rich and poor schools, some families take matters into their own hands. They fake their home address in order to get access to a better school. The practice is illegal in some states, but people have been doing it for years. Now that budgets are tight in many parts of the country, more people are starting to complain about it, and some officials are cracking down. Youth Radio's Sophie Simon Ortiz reports from California. The names in her story have been changed, and one voice has been digitally altered.
Everyone in my world knows people fake their addresses to get into good public schools. Like one 16-year-old high school student I know. I'll call her Jackie. She lives in a rough neighborhood, but goes to school in a fancier part of town.
If I told them my correct address, I'd probably just end up going to school in my own district, where there's a high rate of killings, and I'd probably have to watch my back a lot to make sure nothing would happen. It probably wouldn't be as good as the environment I'm in now.
Jackie could have applied for an official transfer to get into the school she's in now, but it's a competitive lottery, so it's not a sure thing. So here's what she did to make the switch unofficially. Jackie's mom signed up for a cell phone using her great aunt's address, and she showed the bill to the school as proof of residence. But Jackie says things got tricky for her when she had to line up for registration and lie.
I was kind of nervous because I knew it wasn't the right thing, and I knew that it was kind of illegal, I think. But then at the same time, I was kind of happy because it's better than any other school in the area of my district.
Jackie likes this other school. The only downside is that she has to worry about getting busted, which almost happened to 18-year-old Michael.
Okay, we're about to enter my room. First, we have over here my Lazy Boy couch. I have my stereo over here, and it's okay. It's not a really big...
This is Michael's actual room. But his mom made sure school officials thought he lived at his grandmother's house, which is in a much better district. That district had unusually tough policies about faking addresses, so they sent out an inspector to find out if Michael really lived at the address he reported. Michael gave him a tour of his little cousin's room at Grandma's house. Lucky for Michael, his cousin didn't have a stuffed animal lying on the bed, or anything else that would tip off the inspector.
They're trying to prove that I didn't live there, so they can kick me out of school.
Why would they want to do that? Well, it depends on the kid. At least in Michael's district, if a student is on the honor roll, teachers might look the other way if they figure out the kid's using a fake address. But Michael says early in high school he got placed in a special class for troubled kids, and he was hanging out with the wrong crowd. He says that made him a target. But Michael made it past the inspection and pulled his grades together in time to graduate. Now he's in college. But for other people, these high school tensions are only just beginning.
It's stressful. You know, I just don't feel good about it.
Helen is a mom. Her daughter starts high school next year. She can afford just about any private school her daughter gets into, but they're considering using an uncle's address to get her daughter into a good public high school.
And I do know people who have faked their address in order for their kids to go there. And so would I do it? I don't know. You sort of have to either do that or else figure that you're going to be one of the people who doesn't make it by the legal route. I mean, what's wrong with this picture?
That's a question one district has been asking. In California, Berkeley Unified School District is an especially popular school system. Officials there, as in some other districts, are making it a lot harder to transfer in, legally or illegally. And that's a good thing, says Superintendent Michelle Lawrence.
Our high school is dramatically overcrowded. As a parent and as an educator, to a certain extent, I'm very sympathetic to families who find themselves in school systems that are not productive. But as the school superintendent, my obligation is to Berkeley children.
The Berkeley schools have a multi-million dollar budget deficit. A lot of people blame that partly on the kids who found their way into the district schools. With or without official transfers, they don't bring tax dollars. Angry parents complain that families faking addresses send a message that it's okay to lie. But for kids like Jackie, faking an address can seem like the only way to get access to safe classrooms and a shot at college.
You know, I shouldn't have to change my address just to go to a good school. But if you got to do what you got to do to get a better education, I mean, it's to all means necessary.
Jackie says she's fixing the system on her own, without waiting for policymakers to figure out how to leave no child behind. For NPR News, I'm Sophie Simon Ortiz.
That report produced by Youth Radio.